This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, the leaders of many of the national sports organizations have been promoting social justice, especially when it comes to the homosexual agenda and transgender issues. The primary target this year has been North Carolina. The NBA pulled out its All-Star game from Charlotte. The NFL said that it will continue to fight North Carolina's bathroom privacy bill. The latest action by the NCAA shouldn't come as any surprise. They decided to pull 7 championship events from the Tar Heel State merely because the North Carolina legislature believes boys and girls should use bathrooms that correspond to their biological sex. David French laments that the left is weaponizing sports. He also points to the blatant hypocrisy of the NCAA. He says this is an organization, mind you, that reaps billions of dollars of rewards off the labor of disproportionately poor and minority students while imposing on them, as a condition for even participating in college sports, economic restrictions not imposed on other college students. So-called student athletes don't even own their own time or even the rights of their own names. But the NCAA is now suddenly discovering social justice. Please. Not so long ago, sports were neutral. It was a place where liberal and conservative, heterosexual and homosexual, rich and poor could come together and root for their home team and put aside many of the differences that often divide us. We could all gather together to watch the Super Bowl or the World Series without having to deal with the controversial social issues of our day. The NBA, the NFL, and now the NCAA have changed all of that. The social justice warriors in these organizations cannot leave it alone. In trying to defend the indefensible, they harm their sport and will probably lose audience. Apparently, they don't care. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. pointofview.net.